chapter 9. The fire burned bright and late in the dwelling cave that night, as the homely celebration went on. A great cauldron of woodlander's stew steamed thickly, its wondrous aroma tickling the noses of all who fancied a second helping, or even a third, or in Sunflash's case, a fourth and fifth. Helmjack and old Uncle Blun had ranged far and wide for the ingredients. Potatoes, leeks, turnips and mushrooms had come from the farm patch, but the special touches, like water shrimp, wild onion, fennel, and a delicious addition they had never seen before, that Helmjack called south beans, had taken some finding. The babes greatly enjoyed a summer cream pudding that Scarlet and Lully had concocted between them. There was nut bread and even some early strawberry cordial. Sunflash had told the story of his dream over and over again. Tiri smiled indulgently as his friend recounted the tale once more. Sunflash ladled himself another bowl of stew, saying,
"You're laughing at me, Tiri Lingle."
The good hedgehog smiled even wider.
"Nay, not laughing at you, big fella. I'm laughing for you. Your parents and grandsires, you know their names. You've seen them. You know who you are now. Aye, and even where you're bound. Oh, Salamandastron, eh? Who'd have thought it?"
The badger's huge paw rapped the tabletop as he repeated,
"That's what I've been telling you. The words of the song all became clear when my mother sang them. Arm not, alas, sand. So star land a mat. Sand not as alarm, and alas most ran. They're all jumbled up forms of the word Salamandastron."
Girmel climbed onto the table and impudently began helping himself to Sunflash's portion of summer cream pudding.
"But your mum wouldn't have known the song if we hadn't started singing it."
The badger stroked the soft spikes of his small friend's head.
"That's right enough, mate. I might not have recovered if it hadn't been for you young'uns."
Pod licked their spoon absently.
"Brizer, best day's work ye serpents ever did, bite me."
The badger sat looking slightly puzzled, but all the others fell about laughing at the mole maid's innocent remark. Auntie Umma waddled to a corner of the cave and sought out her girdle stick. Old Uncle Blun banged his beaker on the tabletop in time to the jangle, rattle and bump of the instrument, calling,
"Come on, my old ducky bird, give us the tune."